It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, June 19th, 2017. Today is the birthday of English Baptist preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon, born at Kelvedon in Essex in 1834. He remains highly influential among Christians of various denominations, among whom he is known as the Prince of Preachers. He was a strong figure in the Reformed Baptist tradition, defending the church in agreement with the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, opposing the liberal and pragmatic theological tendencies in the church of his day. He also famously denied being a Protestant and held to the belief of Baptist successionism, which maintained that the first truly Christian community, and the one of which he was a part, was established by John the Baptist himself in the first century. Spurgeon was pastor of the new Park Street Chapel, later called the Metropolitan Tabernacle, in London for 38 years. He was part of several controversies with the Baptist Union of Great Britain, and later he left the denomination over doctrinal controversies. Spurgeon was a prolific author of many types of works, including sermons, an autobiography, commentaries, books on prayer, devotionals, magazines, poetry, hymns, and much, much more. Many of his sermons were transcribed as he spoke and were later translated into numerous languages during his lifetime. He produced powerful sermons of penetrating thought and precise exposition. His speaking skills held his listeners spellbound in the Metropolitan Tabernacle, and many Christians hold his devotional writings in exceptionally high regard to this day. His conversion from nominal Anglicanism came on January 6, 1850, when he was 15. On his way to a scheduled appointment, a snowstorm forced him to cut short his intended journey and to turn into a primitive Methodist chapel in Artillery Street in Colchester, where he claimed God opened his heart. The text that moved him was Isaiah 45:22. "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." His baptism followed on May 3rd in the River Lark at Ilsham. Later that same year, he moved to Cambridge, where he later became a Sunday school teacher. He preached his first sermon in the winter of 1850-51 in a cottage at Teversham, while filling in for a friend. From the beginning of his ministry, his style and ability were considered to be far above average. In the same year, he was installed as pastor of the small Baptist church at Waterbeach in Cambridgeshire, where he published his first literary work, a gospel tract, written in 1853. In April 1854, after preaching 3 months on probation and just 4 years after his conversion, Spurgeon, then only 19 years old, was called to the pastorate of London's famed New Park Street Chapel. It was the largest Baptist congregation in the city at the time, although it had dwindled in numbers for several years. Within a few months of his arrival at Park Street, his ability as a preacher made him famous. The following year, the first of his sermons in the New Park Street pulpit was published. His sermons were published in printed form every week and had a high circulation. By the time of his death in 1892, he had preached nearly 3,600 sermons and published 49 volumes of commentaries, sayings, anecdotes, illustrations, and devotions. At age 22, Charles Spurgeon was the most popular preacher of his day. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 19th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.